Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Bailey Jr., our friend, you know, he was a great center at UM, and he was drafted by the Broncos in the 11th round in 1983. And we've never gotten DBJ's draft day story. We do our draft day stories. You know, the draft is coming up on the 29th. And have we ever gotten his draft day story, Crowder? I don't think I don't recall. But of course now Canes football radio analyst. And like I said, Canes have their spring game tomorrow and it'll air live on 560 QAM. Hello, DBJ.
Gentlemen, how are you? I've missed you guys.
Yeah, we missed you, man. It starts to feel like the real radio show when we get to talk to you. And then of course, before you know it, you'll be on every week. We're going to give you some funny lines for the spring game tomorrow. Will you work a couple in?
I'm a team player, man. Give them to me. I'm getting them in. No problem.
Did we ever get your draft day story? Did you ever tell, like, do you have a good NFL draft day story?
I mean, I don't know if it's good. It was good for me. I was happy with it, you know?
You didn't know if you were going to be drafted or not?
No, I kind of knew. I kind of thought I was. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody thinks they are that plays, don't they? I mean, yeah. I didn't know for sure, but I had a little interest, and it was interesting. It was like I think there were 12 rounds then, and I was in the 11th, and I got a call. I got a call from the Bears, I guess, and they said, "Hey, what do you think about being a Chicago Bear?" I said, "I'm all in." He says, "Okay," and then there's a knock on my door at the house. And a guy shows up and says, "Hey, I'm from the Seattle Seahawks. We want to sign you as a free agent." And my dad, I mean, this is like 10 o'clock at night, probably 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, my dad's there and his wife's there. She starts crying and he's going, you know, the whole deal. And everybody's all excited. And then the phone rings and it was Coach Reeves from the Broncos and says, "Hey, we're drafting you right now. You're going to be a Bronco." And so they were actually the pick. I think they were the pick before the Bears. So I end up going there and get to go through training camp and get my ass fired and get picked up by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'll tell you one thing though. I learned some football in the time that I was there, and you know that was back in the day when the rookies I think came in a couple weeks early. You know, I think we were there. It was all rookie camp, and the Broncos would sign anybody that breathed. You know, that was the Dallas Cowboy deal as far as free agents, and we probably went through 2 weeks of that, and then the veterans came in. And then I really got to see what the National Football League was like, you know. And the crazy thing is, for me, I had to deal with I was playing center, and I had to deal with when the veterans came in, it was Reuben Hurricane Carter, who was an All-American at Miami, and the guy that was behind him was another All-American from Miami, Don Latimer. And every time I see both of them at a reunion, I say, "Guys, I want to thank you both very much." And they go, "For what?" I says, "For putting me in the flooring business and the radio business, because you got me fired from the NFL." I went from it was good, man. It was a good experience.
And that story thing blew my mind. The Seattle Seahawks sent somebody to Miami to sign you as a free agent to your door. That never happens nowadays.
Well, there was no fax machines. There was no other way to do it.
There was nothing, bro. The guy showed up with the contract, knocked on the door, and I guess they had a bunch of bird dogs in every, you know, in every city where they thought some people would fall through the cracks, and he showed up at the door, and I mean, it was great. I mean, when I think back about it, hell, my dad didn't know what to do. I'll let him in. Yeah. You got a contract? Come on in, man. We got some cookies for you. And,
Are you worried about? I mean, it's DBJ and DBJ Senior, or I guess DBJ Senior, which is
now. And then my dad's wife is still his. At that time, is still this wife, and you know, everybody was great. I mean, everybody was great. I'm not so sure. I don't know if my wife Priscilla was there at that time, but it was exciting, man. But I'm gonna tell you, honest, and Crowder will tell you this. When you everything's fine when you're in college, you show up in that NFL camp, it's big boy stuff. It's a whole nother deal. I mean, I mean it sincerely. The line coach that I had there was a Steeler guy for a bunch of years. His name was Bad Rat, but I learned as much football and training camp with him. It allowed me to play 3 years in the league from what I learned from him. I really learned a ton from him and whole nother technique, style, and a whole nother understanding of the game. But it was a good experience. But geez, bro, I remember. Whew, it was tough. It was tough. That's why I tell them kids, stay in college as long as you can. Trust me, it ain't getting easier.
Crowder, tell him you're welcome to the NFL moment. The weight room. Who was it told you to hit the weight room? What's the story?
Who was it?
Jonathan Ogden.
Oh,
hey, DBJ, yeah. Coming off the edge. You know, you call a blitz off the edge for a linebacker, and you watch enough film, and your coach, my coach at the time, George Edwards, he's still with the Minnesota Vikings right now. He's a DC for years, and we watch film, and you know, if you're off the left, you're wrestling on the left tackle. Say, hey, up and unders, you know, get him more often. Right tackle, you can spin on him. You know, he's not good with spin and you know, quick movements. So DBJ, they call a field blitz, you know, strength into the back, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I walk up on Jonathan Ogden's side and I look over at George Edwards for him to give me the signal of what to try. He just shrugs his shoulders. And I was like, what do you mean, shrug your shoulders? So I come off the edge, he jams me in the chest. Boom! Oh, I reset. He knocks the breath out of me, and I try to do a little swim. He catches me under the arm and just grabs me. Young man, you got to get in the weight room, young man. You got to get in the weight room. DBJ, this is during the play. This is the quarterback has the ball in his hand, and he's giving me advice about getting a little stronger because this crap's not going to work.
See, what people don't realize, Channing, is that when that guy was an elite player. When there's an elite guy in that league, they could go 10 years and not get beat. Right? I mean, they're just so much better than the rest of the guys. Ogden played for what? How many years?
Long time.
Had to be 12 to 15.
I was going to say 12 or 15. Yeah. But the strength and the speed and the technique and the how people run slant, I mean, the stunts, it's mind-boggling on what the difference is from college to pros. I couldn't even explain it. I mean, I went to my room some nights. I just said, what am I doing here? I said, how's this going to work out? But you end up adjusting. And
11 seasons
you just gotta compete,
for Jonathan
man.
Ogden, according to Solana. 11 seasons officially. Yeah. Don Bailey Jr. is with us. So Hurricane Spring Game is tomorrow. And it's live on ACC Network. And it's live on 560. And what are you looking to see? Is it Tyler Van Dyke and Jake Garcia and the quarterback position? Is that what you're most keyed in on?
Well, you know me, guys. I'm gonna look at that offensive line pretty quick, right? But immediately the attention when you watch it on TV, you're going to be impressed with both of those quarterbacks. Now, there is no controversy and there is no competition. This is going to be De'Aaron King's job. I don't want to, you know, start something up here now. But these two young men are, if you're a Hurricane fan, you're going to say, I've got De'Aaron King this year, and I got 4 or 5 years from this point on of very good, talented quarterback play. And that's something we haven't been able to say forever. And I think Manny Diaz and that staff and Rhett Lashley and those guys, they've went out and got, they got three quarterbacks that can help Miami win football games.
And DBJ, same system, because we know De'Aaron, you know, RPO, quick guy. We've seen him break, you know, break long runs and all that stuff. Van Dyke and Garcia and, you know, what is it, the young boy, Matoka and De'Aaron, same system. They run the same Kane system, all four of them.
They run the same plays, the same offense. Now the only difference is both the other quarterbacks. Well, I'll tell you, Matoka will pull it and run. He can run. That cat's got some wheels to him. But the other two guys are going to hang in that pocket a little bit longer and try and complete the pass. But you've got Garcia.
It's off-season for broadcasters, too. It's off-season for broadcasters,
too. Yes, it is. Off-season.
Get your mouth in order.
Yeah, that's right. But, I think they got guys that can make plays, but they're definitely more arm talent guys than they are going to run the football. I don't see a Van Dyke giving you 500 or 600 rushing yards like De'Aaron King did last year.
Man, I hope De'Aaron King is healthy. This team could be so much fun, starting with that Alabama game. Oh, if he is healthy, I'm praying.
Well, I saw him. I saw him Friday night. I saw him last Friday night, and then I saw him so Friday, and then I guess I saw him Tuesday. And if you didn't know he had surgery, you'd have no idea. That kid has not one limp. He's not dragging a leg. I mean, his thighs are the same size. He's in shape. He looks, you would have no idea that he had surgery a couple months ago.
DBJ, let's give you a couple lines. I know, you know, we really wait till the regular season, but just for fun over the weekend, it'll give us something to look forward to on the broadcast. We've got a couple lines for you from things that we've been keyed in on here on the show. So maybe you'll work these in tomorrow. Solana, go ahead. Play. This is a commercial that gets played not only nonstop on this radio station, but during the Heat games and the Marlins games, and the Panthers games. I cannot stop seeing or hearing this. It's a Wendy's commercial, and it's a bag alert. You know what a bag is? They're playing off like a bag. Get your bag, but this is a Wendy's bag, and it's a bag alert. Major bag alert.
Bag alert. Okay, major bag alert. Okay, all right. Get that in.
Bag alert. Major bag alert. Bag alert.
Yep, I got that one. That's an easy one.
And Joe Zagacki can just yell out "Major!" Like he's who is that in the background? You said Solana.
Might be DJ Khaled, somebody from Migos. It's one of those guys.
Major.
All right.
we can get Josie involved with the major.
Yeah. Just a little fun tomorrow. Bag alert.
Sure.
Major bag alert. You got it.
I got it, baby. Bag alert.
All right.
Major bag alert. Here we go.
And then the other day we were celebrating the anniversary of the famous Saturday Night Live sketch. You remember the Christopher Walken, I Gotta Have More Cowbell sketch?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's a classic. Yeah. Play this.
Everybody remembers
this
that. More cowbell.
Clip. Yeah, play this little clip from that.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
I've got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
I didn't remember the first part. I got a fever. The only prescription is more.
Yeah, exactly like Walken says it. Yeah, exactly like Walken says it. Yeah, I got a fever, and the only what was it? Play one more time, Solana.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Yeah, I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell. Got it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Right, can we use that one
dabbling
in season
our toes.
Too? I want to use that one in season.
Yeah,
huh?
Sure. Yeah, listen. This is for you to work out the kinks. Like, we'll give you these during the regular season. You'll run the play even better, right? I mean, we're just working out the kinks.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
This is spring ball, man. This is spring ball
yes.
for lines. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Major bag alert. Right. And I got a fever. The only prescription is more cowbell. I mean, we're gonna have some fun tomorrow. DBJ and Joe Zagacki are going to be on the call tomorrow on 560. It's the Hurricanes spring game. Now, DBJ, you do a lot of traveling. You do road trips, I know. Have you ever had the pecan log at Stuckey's?
Are you kidding me? you know... I don't know. I have absolutely, it's safe to say, I've positively 100% never had the pecan log at Stuckey's.
Really?
Have you?
Of course. I'm a human.
Of course. When have you? Oh, I can see it now, honey. We're pulling over and we're going to get a pecan log at Stuckey's.
Thank you,
DJ. Yes. No, we've taken road trips before. So I remember one year we drove from here to Savannah and then Savannah to, I don't know, somewhere. And we stopped at a Stuckey's and we would get the pecan log. You're telling me on a DBJ road trip, you don't stop for the pecan log?
Why don't you do me a favor? I'm going to give you my wife's cell phone number. Why don't you call her and ask her if she'd let me pull over for a pecan log at Stuckey's?
DBJ, this has been my argument. If you don't have to go to the bathroom, I'm talking about to go to the bathroom on yourself or gas, you don't stop. You stay on the damn highway and keep driving.
But
that's right. You're 100% correct.
I don't understand you guys. I don't understand. So you don't stop at Stuckey's on a road trip?
How long have you been married, bro? How does your wife let you stop at Stuckey's?
You are really, like, she doesn't let you eat anything that's unhealthy, right? You are, like, you are on a strict menu.
Well, I mean, a pecan log. I mean, if I'm going to fall off the wagon, I don't know that I'm going for the pecan log.
Like how he says it.
You know?
Yes.
Is Stuckey's famous for the buffet, too? Or is it just the pecan log? Is there a buffet there,
Shoney's.
Too?
No, that's Shoney's. Shoney's.
There you go, Shoney's.
Yeah,
I can't go there either.
DBJ, Stuckey's is a Stuckey's is a flea market that sells pecan logs. Is what it is.
That's so not true. It's a beautiful country style store that happens to be on a turnpike or 95 exit, and you get a pecan log, a pecan roll, and a hat that says keep on trucking.
Where's the closest Stuckey's from here? Pahokee?
Oh, big time.
I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, there has to be one on the. If you're driving north, we all drive north. We all get out of here at some point. There's got to be.
All right. Now, look, between here and Vero Beach, I'm going to go next week for my anniversary. And if I see a Stuckey's, I'm going to pull over and I'm going to buy her a pecan log for my anniversary.
There you go.
How you think that's going to
go? There
you
go.
You think?
Happy anniversary. It's going to be the luckiest you've gotten in 30 years.
Yeah. Well, you better figure out how much I can rent a room from you for. Because if I show up with a Stuckey's pecan log. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm scared of my wife too, DBJ. I'll admit it. I don't even look over in the passenger seat. I don't want her to even think I want to start anything. I stare straight ahead.
I stare straight ahead, and she says, "Who are you talking to?" I says, "I'm talking to myself, honey. I'm not talking to anybody. I talk to myself."
My man.
I talk to myself.
You guys played in the league. You guys played in the league. This is embarrassing. All right, Don Bailey Jr.
These women that we're married to are out of our league.
Yes.
Out of our league.
Well, they call it out-punting your coverage, I believe, DBJ.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Listen to him tomorrow on 560. DBJ and Joe Zagacki, they'll have the Hurricanes spring game. Thank you, DBJ.
All right. Love you guys. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.